presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jim and Kitty have been taken off their Pacific island by the submarine of a warring nation. The submarine commander promises to put them aboard the first neutral vessel that crosses his path. One evening, he sights a big passenger liner and immediately heads into the path of the oncoming vessel and orders its captain to bring the liner to a stop. By a strange trick of fate, it happens to be the same liner that is carrying Lil to America. In the company of a somewhat mysterious fellow passenger, Lil has been watching the submarine nervously, wondering what is going to happen. Lil, of course, is entirely ignorant of Jim's presence aboard the submarine, as she, like the rest of the world, believes both Jim and Kitty were lost at sea. When the submarine commander halts the vessel and asks for the captain, the good old Yankee skipper comes to the open end of the bridge, fuming with rage.
What's the meaning of this? This is an act of piracy by the Lord Harry. This is a neutral vessel. You understand that? You have no right to move less than this vessel. Can't you see we fly the American flag?
I hope you respect
it's that. Painted 20 feet square on both sides of the ship.
I beg your pardon, sir, for having halted you. But rest assured, there's no enmity in this action.
Oh, that is fortunate.
We had no other alternative but to stop you. But we picked up two of your countrymen. They were cast up on a small, uninhabited island far off the shipping lanes, and they requested us to take them off. One of them, I might add, is a lady.
What are their names?
The man's name is Bradley, Jungle Jim Bradley. The lady's name is Mrs. Kitty St. John.
Oh, you will?
I appreciate it no end. You're taking them off our hands, you know.
Help! Quick, someone, help this lady. This lady here, she's fainted.
Boatswain, lower away the boat and take those people off the submarine.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bixby! Get down the boat deck and find out what's happening down there. A woman has fainted and there's a crowd gathering.
Aye, aye, sir.
There'll be a boat alongside in a minute, Commander. Thanks for picking up a couple of stranded Americans in times like these. I know what those boats must be like in wartime.
Yes, rather. We've been pretty well cramped. They were jolly well tickled when we sighted your ship. As happy to leave as we are to have them go. But you'll find them perfect passengers.
I do. You're clear, Boatswain.
Aye, aye, sir.
Row away, then.
Aye, aye.
Anything we can do for you, Commander? Any mail you want taken off?
Sorry, it's against regulations, old chap. But if you want to do us a favor, please keep our identity a secret when you send out your wireless reports. We wouldn't like the enemy to be put on our tail over this little rescue job.
You can depend upon me to keep a secret, Commander. No one will know who you are until we're all safe ashore.
Thanks awfully, old chap.
There's our boat, Commander. Load your passengers aboard and we'll let you get moving again.
Watch your steps getting aboard, man.
Oh, you too, sir. It's pretty tricky stepping off that wet deck, sir.
I will. Oh, well, goodbye, Commander. Many thanks for your kindness and hospitality. And a safe voyage to you and your men from now on until the end of the war.
Well, thank you, Mrs. St. John. And a pleasant voyage home to you.
Just give me your arm, Matt. I'll help you over the side.
Thank you.
Well, Commander, you've been so swell, I almost hate to go. But here's hoping you'll pull through okay, and someday in the not-too-distant future, we can all sit down together and talk about this little adventure. In the meantime, so long, and the best of luck to you and the boys.
Thanks awfully, Jim, old man. I jolly well hope we can all meet again. Been nice meeting you. Have a nice trip. Don't get washed overboard this time.
Don't worry, Commander. I'll stick close to my stateroom from now on. So long, Commander.
B Bidding the gallant commander and his courageous crew godspeed, Jim and Kitty board the small boat to be rowed over to the waiting liner and hauled aboard to resume their journey. After an exchange of greetings between the submarine commander and the ship's captain, the vessels sail off into the night. In the meantime, Lil, who is watching from the rail of the liner and had collapsed when she heard the name of Jungle Jim mentioned, has been carried to her cabin and is being attended by the ship's doctor and a nurse.
She'll be all right now, nurse. Nothing serious. Slight nervous shock, that's all. Probably worked yourself up in a nervous tension over the appearance of that submarine. Scared we were going to be torpedoed, I guess. Now, I want you to stay here until she pulls around again.
Yes, Doctor.
I've got to hurry off and look over these people that we picked up from the sub. Might need a little attention.
Very well, Doctor. She'll be all right. I'll watch her closely and call you if there should be any change. She's resting quietly now.
Give her that sedative.
Yes, I will.
That will help her sleep, and she'll be as right as rain tomorrow. See you later. I'll be in the hospital ward if you need me.
Thank you, Doctor.
Oh, there you are, Doctor. Meet Mr. Jim Bradley. He's the fellow we just rescued from that submarine.
I am pleased to meet you, Mr. Bradley. I was just hurrying forward to see if you needed my services.
Now, how do you do, Doctor? Don't worry about me. I'm in tip-top shape. Nothing wrong with me that a good hot bath, a shave, and a good dinner won't cure.
Well, that's good. Now, how about your companion, the lady?
Tired, hungry, and in need of a bath, too. And now that we're aboard this luxury liner, she'll need a new outfit of clothes. But then, that's not in your department.
Well, hardly. But I guess you won't have much trouble. Plenty of women aboard who'll be glad to fix her up, if only for the privilege of hearing her story.
How's the patient in A-14, Doctor?
Oh, she'll be all right. Too much excitement. Fainted, that's all. You caused no end of excitement, Mr. Bradley.
Yes, I guess we did. Sure is a new and novel way to pick up a couple of castaways in a nice big submarine.
Well, as long as you don't need my services, I'll be getting along. I may have some more patients who need bromides and sedatives after that submarine scare. Well, good night, Mr. Bradley. Have a good night's rest.
Don't worry, I will.
Good night, officer.
Good night, Doctor. Glad to have met you.
Right this way, Mr. Bradley. You'll be in A-20, just a few doors up this way.
Okay, lead on. I'll follow you anywhere that leads to a good bath and a bed.
You sure don't act like a man that's just come back from the grave.
Why should I?
Well, I suppose you know you were given up for dead. You were the chief topic of conversation for a while.
Oh, that. Yes, I guess I was. That submarine commander told me there were plenty of radio messages being flashed around this part of the Pacific about my disappearance and death. Well, I guess I'll have to use the good Mark Twain answer about my death being grossly exaggerated.
Here we are, Mr. Bradley. Here's your statement.
Oh, fine.
Mrs. St. John is right next door. Lucky we had a last-minute cancellation at Singapore on these two rooms. They're choice space. Right in here, sir.
Fine. You know, after spending a week in that submarine, a bunk in the cargo hold would be choice space to me. But say, before I forget it, I'd like to find out where the ship is headed for.
The good old USA, sir. Home port of San Francisco. This is the little window right over here. Have quite a bit of room in here. Did you want it to go the other way, sir?
Oh, no, not especially. However, I've made my headquarters in Singapore for years, and practically everything I own is tied up there.
Oh, I see. But then you can always cable or use radio. And if you don't want to go all the way to San Francisco, you can always cancel your passage at Honolulu, catch another boat back. See, we make a two-day stopover at Honolulu. We put
yes,
on freight.
Yes, I know. I could do that. But it means a delay of about 3 weeks or more before I get back to Singapore again. Unless, of course, I could get space on one of the Flying Clippers.
Yes, well, you could do that, maybe.
Yeah, oh, but then there's plenty of time to worry about that. Now, first, I want to take a good bath, get cleaned up, and get into some decent clothes. Then I've got to get busy and send out some radiograms.
Well, sir, the purser is getting you fixed up with an entire change of linen and a couple of suits of clothes. I guess you're glad about that, all right.
I certainly am.
In the meantime, Mr. Bradley, if you want to get those radiograms off in a hurry, why not sit down now and write out your messages, and I'll take them up to the radio room on my way back.
Oh, fine.
There are plenty of forms in the desk there.
That's a good idea. You think of everything. Well, I'll get those messages off first. Now, let's see. I could write out one message and send it to all interested parties. Well, I think that's best. That would be the simplest way.
Yes, I believe it would, sir. There's a special radio letter rate for 25 words, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, swell. I can tell them everything they need to know for the present in 25 words. Now, Let's see.
All right, I'll take it down if you want me to.
All right, fine. Kitty and myself, alive and well.
All right.
Cast up on uninhabited island. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Taken off by foreign submarine.
Foreign submarine, yes, sir.
Transferred at sea. To steamship Monterey.
Steamship Monterey.
Bound for the States. Now, let's see. There, how's that? Just 25 words.
That's 25, exactly. Well, at least it assures them that you're safe, and they can easily get in touch with you by wireless for any additional information. And if they need any verification as to the authenticity of the message, they can contact our Singapore office. The skipper will wireless a full report on the rescue.
Okay, then. We'll let the message ride that way.
Very good, Mr. Bradley. You sure you don't want to add love at the end?
No.
Now, just give me the names and addresses of the people you want this sent to, and I'll see that it gets away immediately, sir.
All right. Now, first, Miss Lily DeVrio. She's in care of Hotel Imperial, Singapore.
Well, hold on, Mr. Bradley.
What?
Did you say Miss Lily DeVrio?
Miss Lily DeVrio, that's right. Why, do you know her?
Well, not well, sir, but she's a passenger on board this ship.
What? On the ship? Are you sure?
Why, I'm positive, sir. We passed her cabin on the way up here. She's the woman the doctor was visiting just now. She's the one who fainted while you were being rescued.
Well, I'll be...
Well, it proves there's plenty of truth in that old adage, it's a small world. For out on the boundless waves of the Pacific, Jim and Lil's paths meet, and the two will soon be celebrating a grand reunion. However, we must remember that two is company, but three's a crowd. And there is Mrs. Kitty St. John to complicate matters a little, as she still has her cap definitely set for Jim. And as her past performances have proven, she pursues her man with undiminished tenacity. So don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.